And this is General Kalin Shaw reminding you that Bertley's is open for another 3 days before they go into their wintertime renovation and hibernation. Bertley's is the place where you can get derbies and tam o'shanters. Only derbies and tam o'shanters. Go to Bertley's. You can stand there, try them on. People can laugh at you in the store, but not from the street. That was the big change they made. They moved the changing area from a window side on the street into an interior part of the store. Go and try on tam o'shanters, derbies, and other funny-looking hats at Birdley's. Birdley's. They'll be going into hibernation and renovation over the next 6 months, which is probably good news for all of us because the store is a dump and an eyesore. Birdley's, where they
have derbies.
Birdley's, where they
have derbies.
Leaving all my problems at the door, pouring up soon as you think it's enough, they bring in more.
There's Wiz Khalifa with Staying Out All Night.
There's Wiz Khalifa with Staying Out All Night.
For what you got, they can never.
And you think this guy is about as full of it? His eyes are. He's so full of crap, his eyes are brown.
Why is he so full of crap? Because his eyes are brown because he's black.
What?
You mean his eyes are brown because he's black?
Yes, okay. But yeah, I think he's full of crap.
Why do you say this man is full of crap? This man is a very big recording artist, Phil.
He's full of crap because he's not out there. I told you already. He ain't out there partying his ass off, making the kind of money that he's making. So don't you believe it, all you youngins. We're going to get Frank Gray on here because the first thing I want to do, though, is I want to get this story. And let's read this as adults and not as little children. Because this is a story that I think, while it's funny for a lot of people, I think it's very serious. 4chan, which is a website that originally was sort of an image-sharing website, For a bunch of punky little teenage boys, which is what, you know, no matter how much damage those guys do, and they can do quite a bit, and they can do some good, as I mentioned, Anonymous, I thought, was a good effort by the members of 4chan. I thought that Anonymous took to task an institution that needed to be taken to task, which was Scientology.
Oh, they're the ones that outed. So they're the ones that organized. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, they're the ones that organized the.
I know the Scientology protest.
Yes, and in so doing, they gave Scientology a taste of their own medicine, which was this goon-like harassment of excommunicants, this goon-like harassment of journalists. I mean, they were guilty of some horrid things, and not only that. The biggest affront to me as a citizen of this country was that Scientologists actually stole government documents in the late 70s, stole documents from the Treasury Department. This is an organization that was involved in theft of government documents, and yet 10, 12 years later, they are given tax-exempt status in this country. So criminal acts are followed with the government giving them tax-exempt status. I have never seen a group of people cow and intimidate the United States government in quite this manner. That was Scientology. So it took a group of, like I said, punky little pimple-faced adolescent boys all putting themselves and their energies together on 4chan as Anonymous to attack this institution, as well they should have, I believe, and giving them a taste of their own medicine and basically saying to them, you are now, this is the age of the internet, so you can't keep any of this shit quiet. You can't keep your harassment of people private. You can't make people seem like they're crazy and making things up because there's going to be other witnesses. There will be other eyeballs on the situation besides yours and the people who go along with your version of things and the people that you're attacking. So I always thought that was very, very noble.
Right. So, but now these punky little guys, they go from being the 4chan Anonymous people, and now they're spreading pictures of women's rear end. They got the butt cheek. Jesus.
Well, now, this is why I want to have Frank on here to talk about this.
Frank Gray is going to join us here from his offices or near his offices there in Beverly Hills, California. Frank, we thank you for joining us. I know that you're over at the Beverly Mall right now. How are you this morning, Frank?
I'm better than Custer, young man.
All right. And, Frank, where are you?
Right now I'm over at the Beverly Mall. We're talking to a couple of our clients here. They have a store that apparently had a run-in with the management here. It's a lease situation, but they sell what they call show business materials, and really all they sell are leotards and wigs, but they say they're a show business store and they pay, so we're over here talking to find out what's her problem.
What do you mind us?
Well, it's Frank, is this Daryl and Wilma Vetting?
Yeah, these are friends of ours who decided to open up a wig shop. They're retired, but he wanted to have a wig and a leotard shop just to keep his hand in show business. You get a lot of young actresses, they're not starlets, are they?
No, they're not starlets. They're young actresses, and Daryl, I think, is... I think it is a bit untoward for a man who's married, but nonetheless, they did renovate the store. It's very lovely, but they're being charged a higher rate of rental.
Yeah, and I'm sure this is all very interesting, Mr. Henry.
No, I just, I it is interesting, actually, but I don't want to talk necessarily about this. I want to get into the Jennifer Lawrence leak, and when we say the Jennifer Lawrence leak, and we were just talking about 4chan, this website that at one time was an image-sharing, an anime-themed image-sharing website. It's become a home for all sorts of graphic, disturbing, and offensive images. I'm quoting J. Caspian King now on a website called Elements. Also, David Kushner is writing in this week's New Yorker magazine. It is a breeding ground for the anarchic pranksters who helped to form the hacker group Anonymous. On Sunday, a 4chan user, more likely a group of users, details still unclear, added another entry to the site's troubling litany when, after some haggling for Bitcoin payments, he or she uploaded a large cache of celebrities' private images, including nude photographs of the actress Jennifer Lawrence and the model Kate Upton.
Right. You've got these young kids who, because of their... they could have this Asperger... you know what the Asperger is, General?
Yeah, well, I read about this is the... The kids are the autism.
Get out there talking. They don't know how to talk good.
Well, I don't know if they don't know how to talk good or not, but these asses that are at the heart and the soul of the Jennifer Lawrence leak are ass wipers. I can't, you know, it's almost as if I want to make that mistake in that direction, but I know that I shouldn't.
Well, Asperger's is a kind of autism that we can't really say that that's what this is, can we?
Oh, I think we can, Phil. I think we can very much say that. I think this is very abnormal behavior that is conducted by young people that are not socialized properly. And Frank and I both agree we think it's because the mind is diseased.
We definitely think the minds are diseased. We don't know how the disease crept in and began to infiltrate the mind of the burger.
Would the burger be the Asperger?
All right, look, we often get into this difficulty, and it's not unusual, it's not unique to our show, a difficulty in pronouncing things, but it is Asperger's.
Well, I'm trying to shorten it up. You get a load of him, General. Yeah.
Phil, all we're trying to do is a little bit we're trying to give
I understand you guys are trying to, shorten things up, but while you shorten things up...
You're saying if you shorten it up enough, she won't be able to feel it, is that it?
By the way, I gotta say, Frank is doing very, very well.
Well, he's got a new treatment, and the antibiotics are kicking in.
What are you two talking about?
We can't really talk about it in front of you, but there was a... we understand that... never mind.
I demand to know.
Frank, I'll talk about it with you after the show. But yes, some of the antibiotics are kicking in, but they could at any moment fail, and we have to be on a new therapy, you know?
Yeah, talk about you not calling everybody he, she, and the she, he.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. Whatever it was that she said is beginning to piss me off. Do you understand? Whatever she said...
Well, never mind. The she-he, it's kicking in again.
Yes, it sounds like the he-she kicked in.
All right. Let's just move on.
Wait. Hold the phone here. The he-she kicked in. I'm listening to her. I'm listening to him. I'm listening to it. What kicked in?
Nothing kicked in. There was a question we had about your health, which you can talk over with your wife.
And this has become a discussion point for a radio show? You got to be giving me... You got to be giving me one high and hard. I'll tell you right now.
All right, but getting back to Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, getting back to Jennifer Lawrence. This group, 4chan, began to dump images out onto the Internet Sunday night. It's a leak of Jennifer Lawrence in the nude. It's a leak of Kate Upton in the nude. The leak made it to the link-sharing site Reddit around dinner time, where it found an audience in the hundreds of thousands. If you don't think that Reddit is really the perv site, see, let me tell you something about Reddit. You know, 4chan may be a toilet bowl that has little turds masquerading as 15-year-old boys, but it is Reddit that is the real sewer of pederasty. It is the sewer of pornographers. It is the sewer of child abusers. That's Reddit, and that is really what Reddit is.
Now, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
No, I'm not going to hold on.
Hold on for a minute, Frank. Reddit is a place that holds these AMAs. You know...
Oh, Phil, Reddit, just because they have an AMA, Phil, doesn't mean that Reddit is not what Frank said it was. It is a place, that is the place where pornographers access many of their images. You remember that Violent Acres?
Yeah, right. She was Violent Acres. Boy, she was a real piece of garbage. She had a wife and a son and a job and a dog and a mouse and a you know, everything that a guy would have. And what is she doing in her off time? She's on the Reddit, and she's posting pictures of a little girl's behind. I'm telling you, Phil.
No, I know all about this Violent Acres. Michael Brush, is that his name?
I don't know what her name was. Michael Babook or Babuck. But Michael Baruch, she did all kinds of damage. Now, that's Reddit. So you can talk about 4chan, but Reddit is a sewer. Reddit is a toilet bowl ever swirling that never does quite flush all the turds. Now, I'm Frank Gray. How do you feel about that, huh?
All right, Frank, there's no point in being dramatic.
Well, I'm being dramatic because I got people talking to me about how I got the he-she.
Look, Frank, I'll tell you the whole situation. You have a malady that pops up occasionally, and this morning, for a very brief, blessed moment, we didn't hear it, but it did come back.
Well, isn't that nice? I find it insulting that I'm talking to one of my best friends in the world, General Shaw, and she's got to go and talk to me later.
Hey, that bugs me. That bugs me.
All right, take it easy, General. Let's get back, Frank, now to the leak of Jennifer Lawrence's pictures and others. What does this, legally, what will this constitute?
Well, legally, this is, I agree with a great many of the comments that have been made. It's molestation. It's sexual harassment. It's akin to rape.
We need rape. Yeah, but all these bunch of pictures.
Look at both of you mental midgets. Just allow me, because I'd have to go back in time thousands of years to be able to communicate with you, Dickman, and you, Leonard, because the two of you together don't make one decent Neanderthal. You understand what I'm talking to, see? Because you're both mental midgets. And
All right. We. I don't think you have to go quite back that far, but we're talking here, guys, about... the fact that when you take pictures of a woman that she meant for just one other person or meant for her own private use for whatever reason, and then you steal those and you put them out on a public display, it's a kind of molestation. It's a kind of sexual harassment, a kind of sexual assault, okay?
Yeah, Miss Harry, nobody even touching her.
You're touching private property that is of an intimate or very, very private nature, and you are using that without her consent. So I think it is. It's a form of sexual assault.
Well, whether or not I would personally go there, but I think she's right. And I think both of you clowns, you see, because I'd have to go back in time thousands of years to when Barnum and Bailey first decided to put the clown, you know.
Yes, we understand, Frank.
You know, Frank, just move on with it, please.
All right, I'm talking about the two clowns. Jesus H. Christ. I'm talking about the two nitwits here that don't understand.
All right, they understand. They understand. And all right, so now you have this sexual assault, as you call it. This has taken place. The images of these women are being circulated. Now what?
Well, the situation is deeper than that, because anybody's iPhone is now at risk. And I would ask you, Hendry. I would ask you, Dickman. I would ask you, General Shaw. And certainly I know that my wife, Margaret, he had pictures. He's shared me. Hey, man, I've seen some pictures that Margaret's got. Man, I'd like to set you free. And
Frank, those are pictures that are private and were meant for you.
No, I understand that. No, I totally understand that. But I'm just saying that my wife, Margaret, took some pictures of himself when we were in Seville, Spain. and he was learning how to do a flamingo. And
flamenco, Frank, for God Almighty, you know.
Okay, look at Margaret. I'm not the big flamenco. Okay, do you see me in a pair of tight pants going wee 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 around a hat? No, you will never see me do anything like that.
Frank, we were in Seville, Frank, Phil, and I was taking flamenco lessons. We were also visiting that wonderful city, the home of Magellan. And, Frank, you remember you enjoyed it.
Oh, no, yes, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Well, which is it, for Christ's sake?
It's no, yes, it's a yes and a no. I mean, I'm right, and she's wrong. And
who's wrong?
Phil is. Phil's wrong for suggesting that...
I didn't suggest anything, all right? So Margaret's saying you had a good time in Seville, France.
Yes, I did have a good time in Seville, France, as did he. Now, God damn all of you people to hell, I can't even breathe.
Frank, if you would quit getting sidetracked, I think we'd be much, much better off. So anyway, Phil, we were in Seville, Spain. Frank and I were there at the Ritz-Carlton. We were having one of those nights after a lot of drinks.
Yeah, we had a couple of belts of the sangria wine. I don't know. Did you ever hear the Jerry Jeff Walker, day sangria wine? You remember when she sang that song?
I vaguely remember it, yeah.
All right, well, I decided, hey, let's get some. So Margaret and I, we had a lunch that started at 2 p.m. and lasted until about 1 a.m., nothing but sangria wine and her sitting it right on my...
Okay, and hold on. Here is where we're going to have issues, right, Margaret?
Yes, Frank, you don't need to be graphic.
Well, I got big news for you, Caballero. Yes, I do, my dear, because when he put it on my... what do you want me to say?
Why the need for graphic description?
Because this is the kind of image that is going to be circulated around the world. And I want people to know the kind of crime that's been committed against my luscious, yes, big, but big in a sexual and sensual way, wife. And, I mean, he is something else, man. When he put that on my nose...
All right, okay. So what we have out there are pictures of Margaret that may have been hacked.
I'm on the phone with Frank. Hi, Frank.
How'd you get in here?
I don't know, but I'll leave.
I am very certain, Phil, that I have photographs of me. I have photographs, and I have photographs.
Yeah, so you got photographs.
Don't get the crap, you got photographs. Is they out there?
Is they out there?
Have they been hacked, is what we're asking.
We're pretty sure they have been. I think I saw a picture of him with the...
You know what, I'm going to get up and leave because I don't see any necessity for this. Excuse me, I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
Don't applaud that.
All right, Margaret, just...
I'm going to use the bathroom and no, not for what you're thinking.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to blow my nose and then maybe take a dump.
God damn!
You know, every time he does that, I got to laugh because it's the same thing at the house, you know. Yeah, I'll be sitting there just about ready to eat a 3-minute egg and he'll say, time for a dump. And there's no way I'm going to finish a 3-minute egg. There's no way you finish a 3-mamma egg. And
what do you mean a 3-mamma egg?
I didn't say a 3-mammy egg. I said...
A 3-minute egg?
Yes, there's no way you finish the 3-minute egg after someone has said they got to go pinch it. So, you know, he does it all the time.
All right, so now that he she has left the room, what do we got?
Well, you said, Frank, there's some choice shots.
There are some choice shots. There's one... I know that there's a series of four that were taken in Seville, Spain last summer of Margaret. He took a picture of his own backside sitting on my, you know, nose. And then there's another one. I believe it's of his own backside again up in the air. And I'm about ready to, you know, I'm making a tail gunner run there. And then there's two more of it parked, a front view of it parked, a side view of it parked, then another back view of it parked. All in all, Phil, I'd say there's about six or seven shots of it parked. And then I think you see my legs up in the air at one point because I was having a hard time getting air. And I said to him, you've got to move it. You've got to move it now because I may black out, and all I heard was dee da dee da dee da dee. You know, he was singing, and meanwhile I'm down there going
All right, okay, fine, Frank. So there's pictures of Margaret out there.
But again, it's parked on the nose, and I couldn't breathe.
What do you want to do, sue your own wife?
Let me tell you something, General. There are weirder ideas out there. There are weirder ideas out there.
Yeah, well, there may be weirder ideas, but none weirder than this conversation. Thank you very much, Frank.
What's weird about it? I told you, there's pictures of my wife out there with it parked on my nose. I'm almost smothering to death, and his ass is right next to Joey Lawrence's face. And
all right, thanks a lot, Frank. We'll take it from here.
Is he done?
Yes, he's done.
I didn't even listen to any of that, but I can well imagine.
Well, look, Margaret, you guys brought this up, so we have to deal with this, okay? We have to deal with these stories. So along with Jennifer Lawrence and everybody else, there's pictures, I guess, of Margaret out there. And they are what they are.
Now, I heard Frank going, please don't tell me he said that there's pictures of it parked and he can't breathe.
Yes, he did, Miss Gray.
Yeah, he did.
Oh? Oh?
Help her back to the kitchen.
Come on, Miss Gray.
Oh?
Miss Gray.
Oh? Woo!
Yeah, she's all in a heap.
Yeah, just lay her down over there.
Here, let me get you some tea.
Oh?
Yeah, she's messed up. Well, that's what's going to happen, man.
So you really think this is a sexual molestation deal, huh?
It could be. Jay Sanos is going to join us here in a moment on the world-famous Phil Henry Show to discuss just that. Is this a sexual molestation deal? What is this? And just exactly what happened? And why did it happen? And who did it and who didn't do it? We'll be back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Got a new one from Nonpoint. This is called Never Ending Hole. World famous Phil Henry Show, our one-man show on the 11th of September at the Irvine Improv.
Feels like a close, it's coming to fucking my gonna do.
What the hell's up? All right, welcome back.
Well, you didn't get back in time, Phil.
Why didn't you write? I'm sorry, that was the Nonpoint song. That's some Eminem that we're listening to there. All right, welcome back to our show. So, Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us right now, and we'll continue talking about the hacking of iPhones. Jay, just exactly how is it that this has become so prevalent? How is it that it's so easy? What is it about Apple and all of their vaunted genius, all of the marvelous things that we are told that Apple knows how to do, the future, the this, the that, how is it that these jackasses cannot keep people's phones from being hacked into?
Well, yeah, so that's a really good question, and it does require some analysis. I don't know. I don't think anybody has the answer to it. How it is that a big company like the Apple iPhone company, and it's, you know, more than just the Apple iPhone company, it's the Apple company, if you want to get right down to it.
Well, because they've got more than just the iPhone, right?
Say again?
They have more than just the iPhone.
I didn't hear what he said.
They have more than just the iPhone.
Well, yeah, they do. They have, I don't know what it is.
They've got computers. They've got the iPad. Where you been, anyway?
No, that's right.
Now, hold on, for here comes that Marie Osmond, and they're purposefully showing her butt. Now, who do I write about that?
All right, take it easy, will you, General? We got something else going on, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Shit.
Phil, I mean, look at Marie Osmond showing the ass end off.
All right, but we got Jay on the line, okay?
Yeah, well, we can get to Marie Osmond's ass, you know, whenever you want to. Hell, I'll even pay the cover charge. Go look at that.
How dare you talk about Marie Osmond that way?
All right, but
Just get to the point, Margaret. Get to the point here, the iPhone. How is it that Apple, as a company, is not able to secure their products better? They are offering this iCloud storage system. I use it. I use it mostly for music and whatever nude pictures I have none, you know, to be honest with you. That why? Why do I want to take pictures of myself, although there may be some girlfriends? I'm kidding. So the point being, what is the story there, Jay?
Well, now you got me thinking, what nude pictures of girlfriends do you have? And you're going to have a 4chan kid out there. He's going, God damn. God damn. I mean, we'll be able to go get those picture, and find out about Picker. And
that's great. No doubt that there's someone trying, and someone has been trying for quite some time. But the fact is, I have my pictures coded so that I know exactly where they are going once they are hacked, once they are stolen. I have the identity of the individual who stole them. Oh, yeah.
Well, Mr. Henry, I've yet to find out.
But let's get back to this whole situation. Why is it that the so-called Apple company and their iCloud storage system is not more secure?
Again, we don't really know the answer to that, Phil. We've been looking into it here for the last 48 hours. We have gone over all of our metrics. We have gone on the phone here to Bill Goodell, who is with the local South Bay Police. We've talked to a number of people. And everyone's kind of scratching their, I don't mind telling you, scratching their heads and anything else that you would be scratching at a time like this. And I don't mind telling you, most of the time something like this goes down, I'm reaching down, and just doing a ball. Well, and
this isn't necessary, Phil.
Right, Jay, we don't need to know. So, all right, you're befuddled.
Wait, let me ask you a question. You're befuddled, Santos, which doesn't surprise me.
Phil, I didn't come on your program and get abused, or get abused by people.
No, hold on, Santos. So you're saying you're not really sure. Let me throw something into the mix here. What about the possibility that there's an inside job going on, that they know someone at the iCloud storage facility?
There's not a storage facility. iCloud is a spiritual world or something like that.
Yeah, man, it's like it's an internet world.
It's not really a physical storage facility.
No, I know that. It's what they call it's the digital, right?
That is correct, General. It's not, when you say storage facility, they don't have anybody who's...
No, I understand that. So, Dickman, you're a whole lot of stupid.
Well, you talk about spirituality.
I didn't say it was a spiritual world, you numbnut. I said it was a storage facility. All right, it was a storage facility, but just go ahead.
I'll take it from here, General. The storage area of iCloud is a virtual storage. It could be anywhere. You could be right next to you. It could be way far away. They store it out there in the digital.
No, there's an actual physical storage of this stuff. It's an enormous amount of storage that one can purchase that really just is, if you will, boiled down to a couple of circuits, just a couple of little pieces of wire someplace up there in the Silicon Valley. There's a physical place where the iCloud world is, but it's not an enormous storage facility per se, although it could be a pretty good-sized room, right?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds to me like, you know more about it than they all people.
Well, Phil is right. It's everything that Phil, he's right.
Oh, yeah, just saying that, you don't know.
I know a lot better than you guys do, okay? At least I'm walking around upright. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Look at you. You're applauding me insulting you.
Yay! What?
Okay, so it's not a big, big, big storage facility. Now, what could have been, you're saying inside job.
I'm very much in agreement there with the general that could be inside.
Yeah, that's my feeling, whatever feeling I have, and I'm not trying to be smart, but, I don't have the feeling that a lot of people have, especially since I've gotten older, the feeling has gone from much of
all right, General. I tell you what, let's take some phone calls here. Dr. Ron Turner is going to join us here from Mountain Meadow Observatory to give his read on this. Dr. Turner, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, fellow. Doing well.
Jay Santos is with us. What is your feeling on this?
And I wanted to ask Jay, what do you think, Jay, of the possibility that the passwords have been corrupted or passwords have been shared? And that initially is what got people into there, and they're able to hack into other passwords.
I don't know. You're a doctor. You're up there looking at outer space and everything. I'm a security expert. You're trying to tell me how it is?
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to move along a segment that Phil sounds like he's drowning in right now. If I were hosting this, I would have called you out right away as not being very capable. I would have moved on to the general, who might have had an idea about the fact that there was an inside job. But I think passwords, that's where you have to go. The password, I think, is where a lot of this has become corrupted.
All right, I'll bite. Go ahead and describe that.
Wait, hold on for a minute. I'm the guest.
Jay, we want to hear what Dr. Turner has to say. Go ahead, Dr. Turner.
Well, I mean, it's very simple that if someone has a password, And another person gets a hold of that password, and then another person gets a hold of that password, and finally that password falls into the hands of individuals who shouldn't have it. Now look, these are very prominent women. They're famous women. They give access to certain men, pictures of themselves, or other women, or other people, and the next thing you know, that access is shared with others. You know how it is, Phil. You'll say, well, if you don't share this with anyone, I'll give you access to my website. And so it goes. And I think that it has to be something of grave importance, and I think it has to be something of serious importance for someone to have that access, and nonetheless, they have it.
Well, all right, serious importance, meaning...
Meaning if you give that to somebody... And this is a disgruntled boyfriend, and then he sees a picture, for instance, Margaret, if there was someone in your life. You mentioned a Greek.
Oh, well, you're talking about the Greek man that,
Jesus, if I have to hear about that Greek one more time.
It's possible, yes. And you don't have to hear about it. I didn't bring it up. However, it was a beautiful moment. I'll have you know.
All right. You think that guy's smart enough to know how to use a password?
How dare you? He had the Greek kebab booth. Never mind.
The point is that if that guy got a hold of Margaret's password, and he saw those pictures that the husband there, Frank, was talking about, of Margaret parking it, right?
All right, we understand.
Okay, that could very well be compromised. That's my only point.
All right, Jay, what's your comment on that?
My comment on that is you get a password, goes to one person, maybe two people. How does that compromise the whole system of everything that's going on? That's what I want to find out. You got all kinds of pictures, and there's a guy that was arguing about something about Bitcoin, and he finally decided that he'd upload all these pictures. I don't know who he's trying to piss off, you know?
I don't either. So you're saying that this guy had the password. Do you think he was arguing with someone on 4chan that was a celebrity?
I think it might be. If you're saying that this guy got pissed off about a conversation about Bitcoin, the next thing you know, all these pictures show up, I'm saying that that dude was probably arguing with somebody who might have been related to someone, who might have been an individual that knew about Jennifer Lawrence and her rear end being sticking out there on picture. Just like you got your Margaret Gray there, got the ass parked out there.
All right, thank you very much, Jay.
Thank you, Phil. I would have cut that off a lot sooner.
Well, what was he talking about?
Talking about Margaret's hacked pictures. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, with the online store. Gives you the opportunity to take a look at so many different things that we have for sale, for offerings. We have CDs over there at our online store. I don't know if we're still doing that buy a CD or get a BSP and get a CD for free. I don't know. Check it out and see what specials we got going this month at the Phil Hendry website for our online store. All kinds of Phil Hendry stuff. All right, David G. Hall joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show this morning. David G. Hall is our partner in crime here as we make our effort to syndicate and otherwise sell the radio show, our podcast, etc. David, what's up?
You know, I got some phone calls here early this morning. I know Margaret was concerned talking about, you know, I don't want to say your mental health or anything, because I know your mental health is fine. But when you get into talking about where the Molly at, all that stuff, you know, Madonna started in with this where the Molly at, and she now looks like the biggest pair of ass cheeks ever to walk around with lipstick on.
Oh, that's Madonna made an ass out of herself.
I'm talking about Madonna? What's that got to do with me?
Aren't you over there talking all about the Molly and all this?
Yeah, he was. You know, he was, David. I just want to... I don't mean to retch out, Phil.
No, I was not talking about the Molly and all this.
Well, I thought somebody said you were talking about Molly and MDMA or MDMB. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know about it. I don't know. I don't want to hear about it. But you don't want to go down that Madonna route. You don't want to start talking like you're all this and a bag of whatever it is, of fake jewelry, of costume jewelry, okay? Because this is an important thing, Phil. You know, as you fade, as you kind of lose your luster, as you...
Wait, well, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about what you said about Molly.
I didn't say anything about where the Molly at. We were talking about this guy, Wes Welker, who's a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos.
What about the guy?
The guy was taking Molly, apparently, at the Kentucky Derby. And apparently he tested positive for amphetamines, and I guess for this substance, MDMA. Is that, MDMA, which is Molly or Mandy or whatever the hell they call it. It's ecstasy, okay?
It's what?
Ecstasy.
Well, right. As far as I'm concerned, Phil, it's something you need to stay away from. And don't come off like, Margaret said you're on there going, I dropped acid, all kind of stuff.
No, I didn't say it like that. I didn't say it like that. I was asked by Bud during the break, what's the difference between LSD and ecstasy? I said, I don't know. I don't know because I've never taken ecstasy.
Yeah, but by in other words, by process of elimination, you're on there going, how about me, man? I've been taking LSD. So don't talk like that.
I'm not talking like that. The only guy talking like that this morning is you, okay?
Well, I would suggest, and this is just me, I don't want to tell you what to do, I would suggest that if you feel you want to talk about these things, you don't come, but see that Madonna again, she's like, where the Molly at, you know? Hey, y'all. You see what I'm saying? I would suggest...
All right, David, I understand. I didn't do that. Nobody's done that, so thank you very much, all right?
All right, I'm just looking out for you, okay? Yeah, hold on for a minute. Yeah, Daphne Phillips on the air. Is that what you heard? Daphne heard it. She said she heard you going, hey, y'all, where the Molly at? Isn't that right, honey? Well, all right, I don't know. You said either you heard it or you didn't. You were eating. She said she was eating. Maybe she didn't hear it.
All right, thanks a lot, David.
Well, you hung up on him, huh?
Yeah, of course. Is there ever a time that guy's going to come on the show that I don't hang up on him? All right, Phil Henry's show. Our number is 855-500-7445. Let's go on over here to Chris in Redondo Beach. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, Mr. Harry. I just heard a lot of people is checking in on this particular drug. You might be interested in knowing that Molly or MDMA, which is used in a club as ecstasy, is just a part of the problem. As they said, he had amphetamine that he got from taking ecstasy, you know. And
so he part of the problem was what?
Part of the problem.
Yeah, he took the ecstasy.
No, I'll do it, man. Part of the problem.
No, but it's all about amphetamine.
Yeah, I'm going to do it, man. Part of the problem was that he was taking the ecstasy, but in the ecstasy was amphetamine, okay?
What was so in the ecstasy was the what?
That was where the amphetamine was, you know.
The amphetamine?
Amphetamine?
Yeah, that's how the amphetamine. So,
Well, it doesn't sound like you said amphetamine. It sounds like you said phetamine.
Okay, what would you want me to... I'll go ahead and hang up. All I did was call up this...
It's all right, Chris. Go ahead.
I mean,
Don't mollycoddle the guy, Phil. If he doesn't talk... This guy's talking like he's got something plugged up the nose, up the rectum, up the... Hey, watch it, will you?
Hang on. Hey, old man, I don't have nothing on my rectum. God damn, I don't have anything on my rectum. You know?
Up your rectum?
I'm just telling Mr. Henry, you know, forget it, man.
Okay, see, thanks a lot, General.
Well, what did I do? I mean, the guy's talking like someone just pushed his face in it, and he's enjoying it, but at the same time, he can't breathe. Now, what do you do with that?
What are you talking about now?
Never mind. So...
That guy talk about the ecstasy. He just called back.
Who did?
Chris.
Chris, we're sorry about that, that you were not given your due.
It's all right. There's a truck. Somebody just broke into a truck over here.
Where are you located?
I'm over here right now on my west side. Someone broke into a... It's right in front of a place called Excitable Product. Excitable Product, you know where that is?
No.
It's in Westwood Village. And it's near the... It's near the Blue Line Station. But I'm just saying that ecstasy, or if you're taking ecstasy, and in the next morning when there's estrament, and they've seen this in animal estrament when they've done the.
Wait! What are you saying?
Can I get through it, boss? Hey man! Could you tell that bus driver, man, to stop? Fuck it. I'm waiting to take a bus, Mr. I'm heading on back to Redondo Beach on the west side. But when you take ecstasy, okay, and they have gone into a laboratory and they look at animal estrogen, you know.
They're looking at animal what?
Excrement.
Excrement. Animal excrement.
Yeah. And they...
Can I say something?
I'd like to finish this, if you don't mind, sir, because you're the gentleman that is following me. You're trying to, you know, butt in and everything.
All right, I will control the conversation. General, just let this young man... Chris, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
So they did laboratory tests, and they looked at the droppings, basically the estrogen, of a number of aminals, and in each case, you can still see some of the essence.
I can't believe they gave animals this drug.
Well, they gave very small amounts, so it had very little. Just want to see how much of it remains in the system. Okay.
In the what?
In the system. How much of the estrogen remains in the system?
Okay, in the system. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
God, you can't understand anything you're saying, man.
Hey, I understand me. I bet you I'm more understandable than you.
I'm sorry. I doubt that very highly and very deeply. I think I'm probably more...
All right, thank you very much, bud. All right, Chris, so you're saying the laboratory tests show that the ecstasy stays in the system for longer periods of time than they thought. And this is, by the way, this is why Wes Welker has been suspended in the National Football League. He had in his system not only amphetamines, but ecstasy, MDMA, which is a prohibited, it is a banned substance in the National Football League.
Is someone going to get the police for that car, whatever's going on there?
Hold on for a minute, find out. Hey, is that your car? Is that your car? Is what? Oh, this guy's taking a west side excursion. Are you going on that excursion now, or? Okay, yeah, he's going on an excursion.
What, he's going on a what? He's having surgery?
No, he's going on an excursion. God damn, man, what's...
Chris, we don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying excursion?
Yeah, he's going on an excursion.
He's going on an excursion, okay.
You know, don't wonder you're not going to be in no adult film. Nobody understands.
Hey, let me lay it out for you as simply as I can, their brains. In adult film, you don't need to have no good talking patterns because all they want to see is the baloney. You know, wrapped in a paper that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Why don't you have the decency to say goodbye to people?
Because it just gets to a point where I can't even, you know, I can't listen to it any longer, you know.
Well, that guy was going on and on about his baloney. I found that extremely indelicate.
Oh, you did you? Well, I was listening to the young man talking about the excursion that they're giving on the west side, and apparently that car was one of the cars that gives the excursion, and it was broken into. And so that's why I was trying to find... What is this?
Get him, guys, back! Go ahead!
Yeah, as far as with the surgeon, did you hang up on me, Mr. Henry?
I did, because you weren't getting to it.
Getting to what? I was just telling Dickman that I don't need to talk good because I bring a package of the bologna. I bring the of the bologna.
Good for you. You bring the bologna when you're doing your adult films.
Yeah, when I bring it. Jesus.
Yeah, I bet you bring the bologna, man, because that's because you're responsible for going out and getting lunch. That's a good one, man. Yeah, you gotta go get it.
Hey, let me tell you something, Dickman. Yeah, I pack in the morning. When I pack the bologna, I put on my pants. Oh!
That's not all that great.
What do you mean?
I'm sure in the morning I put on my pants. Well, so?
Are you kidding me or something, man? I'm talking about when I bring the bologna in the morning, when I pack the bologna, all I have to do to pack my bologna is to slip on my slip-on, is to slip on a brief.
No, see how long it took you, though, man? Yeah, it took you so long to say that, man. You lost the comedy value of it.
Get out of here, man. You tell me about comedy.
All right, fine, great. Thank you very much. Yeah, Chris, get back and get a little timing on that stuff. You're going to be fantastic, though. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you heard what I said, Mr. Henry, in the morning when I'm slipping on the bologna.
Yeah, in the morning when you're slipping on the... What do you mean slipping on the bologna?
Well, I'm sorry. In the morning when I go off to the set to do adult film... Okay, and by the way, that car that's involved in these West Side excursions, the police are trying to fix it now. Apparently, the alarm went off, but somebody apparently tried to break into it and maybe even try to steal it, Mr. Henry.
Okay, well, I'm glad that the police are on top of that.
Yeah, but all I was saying was in the morning when I go off to the set to do adult films, I pack, the only thing I got to do to pack the bologna is to put on my slip-ons.
Well, what are your slip-ons?
He's talking about... Are you talking about underwear?
Yeah, it's the briefs.
Slip-ons are something that you put on your... Well, I just lisp.
Yeah, Mr. Henry went, slip-ons are something that you slip on through. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I have to point these things out, Chris, because these jackasses are going to be all over me like white on rice.
Well, Phil, you bring it on yourself.
No, I don't bring anything on myself. Jesus. So slip-ons, I thought...
Hold on for a minute. Hey, are you deploying... Is that for the excursion? Yeah, well, he took this asset. The guy who broke into, or it looked like he was trying to break in a car, he went over this asset right here. Yeah, it's a South Street asset. Is this coming up off the blue line? Yes, sir. Yeah, I did see it. Can you hold on, Mr. I'm talking to a police officer.
to a police officer. I'm kind of nervous.
Can I talk to the cop?
No, I'm on the radio right now. I'm on the radio right now.
Well, just keep the phone open so we can hear.
Okay. So, anyway, this guy used this acid right here. Yeah. He looked pretty excitable. But when I asked him, you know, I said, I asked him clearly, you know, and I asked him right to his face. I asked him to his face. Oh, I didn't put my ass in his face. I said, I asked him to his face, what are you doing over there? Is that an excursion car? And he goes, that he was going to take an excursion car, and he was going to take it over to Excalibur. To Excalibur? Yeah, and then he took this asset. I don't know, he's probably going off the roof, sissy sis. But,
okay, Chris, we got to get going, man.
All right, Mr. Henry, but I'm still talking to the police officer.
That's great. You talk to the police officer. We got to get going, okay?
Well, don't mock him, Phil.
I got to get going.
Right, I'm on the radio, Phil Henry. Phil Henry. Phil Henry. Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
Phil Henry. Oh, okay. Yeah, this cop says he's a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that asset there, and he was very excitable. My name's Chris Norton, right. My sister? My sister will be here. My sister, I'm waiting for my sister to pick me up. She's going to go to Ruth's Sissy Sis.
Well, I wanted to hear that conclude.
I know, but I've got very little patience with some things, and that's one of them.
I'm Margaret Gray. This, then, are The Defenders and Ring of Fire. And, excuse me, no, this is Dragon Force. Who said Defenders? This is Dragon Force, and this is Ring of Fire. It has nothing to do, as a lot of these early creeps and punks, they tried to turn this into some kind of, but you know, my asshole's on fire. I don't know.
Ring of Fire.
Not Margaret.
I think this song is really bad.
All right. Hello and good morning. August Selson with you here, and it's time for the August Selson Hour. And really, this is the Phil Henry Show, but it's a Labor Day, and Phil is taking the day off, so he has graciously asked me, August Selson, and our friends and neighbors and our lovers to do the August Selson Hour. And I'm very happy to be a part of Phil's effort here. Welcome. If you're watching us on Phil TV, you see us having a lot of fun. We're here on our pontoon boat. Can you see this? That's a sexy picture there. It is. Uh-oh. Start that all over again. Well, I guess what you do is you loop it. And the best way I know how to do that. Well, good morning, and good day. Welcome to our podcast as we present to you this wonderful effort. I'm being a little bit egocentric. I don't mean it to sound as if I think that we think we're a wonderful effort, but we're very graciously accepting of Phil Henry's invitation to guest host on the podcast for the second time. We were originally podcasting last week, the August Selson Sensory Hour, and that's what Lady Beth was suggesting that we call it. I'm a little bit more conservative, Lady Beth. I think that just calling it what it is, the August Selson Hour, but really what our lives have been dedicated to and what we're about on this program is a honest effort at talking about sex. Sex is a topic that, as you know, is taboo. We don't talk about it. You'll notice that there's not a lot of talk. Everyone wags their finger at you every time you bring up the topic of sex, whether it is the different aspects of the different sex acts, right, Lady Beth? Fellatio, cunnilingus, anal intercourse, vaginal intercourse, and other wonderful, I think wonderful, and I know, Lady Beth, you agree with me, wonderful aspects of sex and the sexual life, the sexual way. So when we discuss on our program sex, we do so with a mission in mind. And the mission is that we need to talk more and more about sex, to educate ourselves more, to achieve the highest plane of sexual enjoyment, but more importantly, to make sure everyone knows how much sex we have and how much we enjoy it and how good we are at it. I don't think there's enough discussion of that. You have a lot of people. Lady Beth was telling me she was in the grocery store yesterday. Were you at the Trancas Market over there? I don't want to talk out of school, but we live over along Malibu Beach there, and we have a home on Trancas Beach, and we do. But this is, it's a wonderful grocery store. But you were talking to Renalda, and was Coach with her? Was Cochise? Okay, so Cochise is out of town. And asked her, are you good at sex? And she gave her a big wide-eyed look, didn't she, Lady Beth? She gave you the wide-eyed look. And the question, are you good at it? And, of course, Renalda was hesitant. But Lady Beth very quickly said to her, well, I'm really good at sex. My husband is better at sex than I am. And most likely my husband's better at sex than any other man. I know he's better at giving it to me good. Because one thing that you need to understand, it's not enough to say that your husband, because there's a man's pride at stake. There's a man's pride at stake. So it's not good enough to say that your husband is good at sex. Because what does that mean until you compare it to another man's sexual performance? So it is a must that you, when talking to girlfriends, and Lady Beth was informing me that most women don't talk perhaps as often about the intimate sexual experience that men do, although it depends on the woman. Correct, Lady Beth? Because Lady Beth was describing my penis, my erect penis, to her girlfriends just the other night. They were having a card game, and they were having a wine and cheese platter. The cheese platter is a great opportunity for you to bond with your girlfriends or your male friends and discuss how good you are at giving your partner or even strange people who you've never met before orgasms against their will. That is meaning they have obviously agreed to have sex, and they're having the sex with you, but they are not sure of their feelings about you. But despite that, you make them have an orgasm anyway. They're so overwhelmed by how good you are and how strong your tongue is. For instance, Lady Beth tells me that my tongue is stronger than any man's she's ever met, that I achieve an erection longer than any man she's ever met, that she has more orgasms with me per session than any man she's ever met, that she is wanting to go back to bed even though she knows she has to go to work and could get fired more so with me than any man she's ever met. She wants to bring me into a girlfriend's bed and watch me perform sex with her girlfriends, even her married girlfriends. That's how hot she is for me, more so than any man she's ever met. She is, of course, a woman who is in dire need of sexual release and is a woman who needs sex constantly, more so with me than any man she's ever met. She's a woman who is wanting to have this kind of sexual intercourse.
The August Selson Hour will continue here as we present the Phil Hendry podcast here. Don't forget, Phil Hendry is live at the Irvine Improv on September the 11th. Now more with August Selson.
Create an orgasm that lasts longer with me than any man she's ever met.
She's sitting all alone, watching people get it on with each other.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show website offers Backstage Pass subscriptions. Go to the website and look for the Backstage Pass subscription form. Become a member of the BSP family. And while you're there, visit our online store.
Perform fellatio on me in a constant manner, almost never-ending manner than any man she's ever met. She wants to crawl all over me like an animal. The August Selsun Hour will continue after these messages. Hi, Jack Candy here. Jack Candy Chevrolet. Jack Candy Chevrolet is located up the 16 freeway just off of Melbourne in the beautiful city of Kazarin. At Jack Candy Chevrolet, you can get the brand new Chevy convertible, truck, truck top, or pint size for lower prices than you'll find anywhere else, even perhaps at the factory. That's right, Jack Candy Chevrolet offers prices that are lower than those offered at the factory, because there are no prices offered at the factory. So, essentially, we give our cars away for free. Jack Candy Chevrolet up the 16 freeway. Go up to see Jack Candy. Sexy eyes. She's ever met. And there was a guy. Sexy eyes. Getting down with you, sexy eyes. Well, that's what we want to do here on the August Selsun Show. Wow, great song, great sounds from Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. I can't think of a song that better articulates what we're all about here on the August Selsun Hour than Sexy Eyes. I looked up and what did I see? Well, I saw someone who was going to offer me a night of joy and incomparable satisfaction. And that's what we are here on the August Selsun Hour to help you achieve. Now, getting back to what we were discussing, and I remember Lady Beth very clearly this morning saying, you know that when you go into the studio today, August, why don't you talk about the fact that we don't tell each other how good we are at it? Because we don't want to appear as if we're egotistical. Well, you and I and all of you listening, you know that you're real good at sex, and that, as I just mentioned, for instance, I'm able to give completely strange women, and that is strangers, also strange. There are an awful lot of strange women at some of the resorts that we visit, right, Lady Beth? There are a lot of strange people at a lot of the resorts we visit. Most of the resorts that we go to are in Mexico, Hawaii. We have recently rediscovered our home state of California, some marvelous resorts here in California in the desert areas. We avoid Arizona because of a variety of fears that we have, mostly of sexually transmitted diseases in the sheets and in them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lady Beth will attest, we don't want to stay at any resort or any hotel in Arizona simply because using the nighttime imaging camera that we have, we always take a photograph of the hotel and motel rooms that we stay in, and Arizona has a higher level of fecal content, yes, I'm sorry, than any other state that we've been in, and so we avoid Arizona and don't go there at all for any kind of vacation or any kind of business contact. We stay close to home here in California, Hawaii, and as I mentioned, we go to Mexico. But wherever we go and however we get there, we are always sure to tell women and men together or separately how good we are at sex. I will tell a woman upon first meeting her that I'm good at sexual intercourse, and if she's married, I'll say, that's great, congratulations, I hope your husband is as good at sex as I am, because I'm probably better than him. This is the August Selsun Hour, as we talk about sex and how good I am at it. For me,
this is how.
Would you like to be as good as August Selsun at sex? Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to August Selsun Hour in care of the Phil Henry Show, Westlake Village, California, and he'll tell you how to be almost as good as he is at sex. Here is a look on his face if you're looking at Phil TV in HD. This is, oh, shoot, you missed it. We almost, here's a picture of August Selsun on Phil TV in HD right after an orgasm. Well, all right, thank you. Thank you very much, Jerry. Oh, boy. This is the August Selsun Hour. We're talking today about how good I am at sex and how good my wife, Lady Beth, who's not really my wife, I would not marry her because that would constrict my ability to have sex. Not that I don't have sex with Lady Beth, but there are other women that you can have sex with besides the woman that you're married to, so why would you marry her when there are other women to have sex with? So, we're talking here today on the August Seltzen Hour about a couple of things. One is that we are very shy about telling people how good we are at sex and how much better we are at sex than any other man or woman they've ever met. Number two, I have, for the first time, I am telling you how good I am at sex, most likely better than any man out there. And certainly, if you're a woman listening right now, I'm better than any husband. If you're a heterosexual woman, I'm better than any husband or boyfriend you've ever had. If you're a gay man, then this doesn't apply to you because I'm a heterosexual. Really, on the August Seltzen Hour, I think it's good to remind you that we're heterosexuals here. I don't want to cut out of the conversation, right, Lady Beth? I don't want to cut out of the conversation the gay men or lesbian women who are listening to the program, but I'm really good at heterosexual sex. Gay sex, I would freeze up and probably die of a heart attack before I was able to do anything gay. What I'm really talking about here, and in a moment we'll take some phone calls here on the August Seltzen Hour, what I'm really talking about here is my heterosexuality. And most of the August Seltzen shows evolve into a discussion of my heterosexuality and the strength of it. It's very strong. It's like an iron rod, much like my penis. When it is erect and ready for sexual intercourse, my penis is like a iron rod that has been forged in one of those dwarf furnaces. If you ever saw, did you see Lady Beth? You did see Lord of the Rings, did you? And in Lord of the Rings, the dwarf people, who are the small warrior race in the Lord of the Rings Middle Earth world, have an underground kiln or a furnace, and it is there that they are forging these steel. Marvelous steel shields and swords, and that's the pronunciation that I prefer, by the way, sword, not sword, because sword sounds like sore, and when I hear that word, I am thinking about sores. Do I have one now on my anus? Do I have one in the crotch between my leg and testicles? I start to worry, you see. So to keep myself from, I'm worrying now because I mentioned sword. Lady Beth? All right, Lady Beth said that last night while we were having sex, she parted my ass cheeks and there was no, thank you, dear, thank you. Well, I know that much of what we're discussing here on the August Seltzen Hour is shocking to people who are not used to talking about if they're good at sex or not. And I know that in listening to me, you're going to be intimidated because of how good I am at having the sex. But please don't be put off by how good I am at it, or by how much my penis is like an iron rod, or by how strong I am and long-lasting I am at sex. Naturally, I'm going to be better than any man listening because I've been working at it and practicing for so long. I have sex every day. Do you? Do you have sex every day? If you do, send us a postcard in care of August Seltzen, The Phil Henry Show, Westlake Village, California. And we'll send you one of our booklets. And I've been completely remiss, Lady Beth, in talking about the booklets and the pamphlets that we have out. One of our pamphlets is called Anal Intercourse. And it's really my life story. It is a biography of myself and also of when I met Lady Beth and when we began our adventure together in the land of August Selsen, is what we call it. When Lady Beth and I met, we were like two iron pipes pumping away at life, but without any real purpose. And then we met, and we brought our sexual energy together, and that created the penis of steel that I am. Lady Beth is, of course, the coordinator and adjunct and assistant steel penis to my ultimate steel penis. But I'm digressing slightly. What I'm basically telling you is, in my biography, in my autobiography, it is a pamphlet called Anal Intercourse. I talk about it is it's called Anal Intercourse: The Life of August Selsen. It tells you step by step, day by day, month by month, how I worked up to finally attempting to have sex in my wife's ass, or butt, if you're... But saying you want to have sex in your wife's butt sounds far more pleasant and I think less offensive to people who are not yet used to speaking in very honest ways about their sexual lives. No. Well, we'll be right back here on the August Selsen Hour. I've written some 10,000 booklets and pamphlets and flyers and circulars on sex. And my most recent is entitled Anal Intercourse: The Life of August Selsen. I'll be right back. August Selsen's voice may have changed from the beginning of this program until now as Phil Henry drifts in and out of character. August Selsen will be right back. Bert Screw here at Screw Industries. Bert Screw makes all of those items and things that you need to screw a business partner, a wife, a kid, a friend, a dog. Bert Screw, Screw Industries. We're still in the City of Commerce.
The August Selsen Hour will be right back.
For a transcript of today's program, write to August Selsen, Malibu, California. Please self-address and stamp the envelope for quick return. And for those of you wishing a special session and counseling with August Selsen and Lady Beth, please include a photograph and a recent blood test. This is August Selsen Hour. It's having a hard time getting air. Yeah, okay, there it is.
Sexy Eyes is the theme song here of the August Selsen Hour. So, three themes that we've been covering here on our August Selsen Hour. Number one is the fact that we need to tell people how good we are at sex, if we are good at sex. If you're not good at sex, you also have to tell people, I'm not very good at sex. There's a lot of people who are good at sex. Listen to our hip-hop artists of today. All of them are phenomenally talented at sex. You can hear the songs and the different hip-hop songs they do, and they'll tell you that they make women have orgasms over and over again and also make women, what is the word that we would use, Lady Beth? Squirt, yes. They squirt like a garden hose or a squirt gun. And that is the talent that many of the hip-hop artists obviously have. Number two, I have told you about how good I am at sex and how much better I am than your husband or boyfriend. And finally, number three, I've described to you in some detail my new autobiography, Anal Sex, The Life and Times of August... oh, boy, excuse me. The Life and Times of August Selsen. Anal Intercourse, The Life and Times... What did I say, Lady Beth? Oh, I said anal intercourse, the life and times of August Selsen. Do I have anal sex? Yes, I do. But we prefer to call it having sex in your wife's butt. And Lady Beth was the one who came up with that because she said anal intercourse sounds too clinical and the very, vulgar... use of the word fuck, anal fucking sounds, or ass fuck sound. But when you say, I'm going to go home tonight and have sex in my wife's butt, it sounds friendly, it sounds familial, it sounds as if you're going to go and play a game of pool, or if you're going to have a bridge game or something. I think it sounds far more engaging and warm, I think, Lady Beth, is what I'm thinking right now. So to put a capper on all of this, we feel that the best thing to do is to say to your wife, can I have sex tonight in your butt? And when she turns and looks at you with that look, if it doesn't say, yes, I trust you because you're better at sex than any man I've ever known, you've got a very big problem, because that means she doesn't think that, and there's nothing you can do to retrieve that, and there's really nothing that I can say to make you feel better. If she says, no, I don't want that from you, you failed. You failed as a man, you have failed as a husband, as a lover, and there's no point for you to go on.
August Selson's Hour, brought to you by August Selson Industries, publishers of Anal Intercourse, The Life and Times of August Selson. Last week, I know I told a lot of you that my name was August Sensen. I've decided I'm going to change it to Selson. I like the way that that feels. I like the way that that sounds. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, from all of us to all of you, a very, very pleasant good day, and we hope you've enjoyed today's program, as we have been broadcasting for Phil Henry, the August Selson Hour, here on the Phil Henry website. And again, please do send away for our booklet entitled Anal Intercourse, The Life and Time, and also Lady Beth's, I forgot, He Had Sex in My Butt. Lady Beth's Life and Times, her autobiography that ends with an overdose. Oh, you didn't know that, Lady Beth? Yes, that's how your life is going to end. Tonight. Hello, August Selson.
Now, what do you, you guys still on the air, the friend?
We just went off the air, yeah.
All right, I just heard you say your old lady's gonna overdose on drugs.
Who is this?
This is David D. Hall. I happen to be the vice president of syndication of the company.
I only speak to Phil Henry.
You're speaking to me right now. Did I just hear you say your old lady's gonna OD?
Who is this again?
My name is David G. Hall. I'm the vice president of syndication for this company.
And what are you, why?
I'm calling because I just heard you say, Lady Beth, you're going to overdose tonight.
All right, who's calling again?
Fuck you. That's who's calling. Fuck you. And I just heard you say, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
So you didn't hang up?
No, I did not hang up.
All right, I heard you say, your old lady is going to overdose. If you ask me who this is one more time, I'm going to give you the same answer.
Who is this?
Fuck you. Mr. Fuck you. That's who's here. That's me. I'm here on this end of the phone.
All right. What can I do for you?
You know, I'm going to hang up and call back, and let's start all over again, all right? Okay? You there?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello?
Hi. This is David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication. Is this August Selson?
Yes, it is. What can I do for you?
I just heard you say on your podcast that you are going to, that your old lady is going to overdose on drugs or something like that. Did you say that? Please don't ask me who this is.
I'm sorry, but who is this?
You're an asshole. You know what? I'm going to call the police and send them over there to the studio. Okay? You understand?
I guess I understand, yes.
All right, I'm sending the police over there because you just said, and I take that as a threat, that your old lady's going to die of an overdose. So I'm sending the cops over there right now. Very good day to you.
Hello?
Hi, this is David G. Hall. Are the police there?
There are no police here, no.
There's no police there. I just called the police.
Okay.
Are there any... Are you lying to me?
I'm not... No.
I'm going to drive over there. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck Lady Beth. I hope she dies. All right? Okay? Okay?
Okay. Great. Hello?
Are you there at the studio? Because I just was knocking on the door.
No, I'm at home.
Well, then why are you answering the studio line?
Because we forwarded the calls here.
You're not allowed to. You're forwarding the calls from the studio?
Yes, I was asked to forward calls here until Phil could forward them back to his line.
Because there was nobody there.
I guess we all left and came here to my house.
Hey.
Were there police there?
No, there were not police. Selson, I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm going to see you. Shit.